You're on Reality Check Radio. It's Real Talk with Rodney Hyde. Oh my goodness. Oh goodness me. You can't distrust the mainstream media enough. They are so biased. They're so distorted. They're so feeding us lies. I despise them. The sooner they're gone, the better. But good on RCR Bites. Why? Because they ran with a story Monday morning about this new Green MP, Benjamin Doyle. Oh my goodness, Winston Peters picked it up. He's been running with it. Finally, after days and days and days of silence, it's been picked up by Stuff. And I just want to read you from Stuff. This is the essence of Mr. Doyle's problem. He had an Instagram account called at Bible Belt Bussy. Meant nothing to me. It was used by the MP prior to them becoming an MP. Bussy is a term mainly used by the LGBTQI plus community. It is defined by Google as a portmanteau of boy and pussy. Yuck. What on earth? Ex-users, including notable right-wing social media influencer Chantal Baker, have posted screenshots from the now locked profile, which show Doyle posing with a child understood to be their own. One of which was posted with the caption "Bussy galore." Now, I would have thought the police would descend on him. I would have thought this would be front page news, TV1 news, going crazy, and that Doyle would be gone within a day, unless he had an extremely good explanation for this, because this is disgusting. Nope. Media did nothing. Police have done nothing. Thank goodness for RCR. Thank goodness for Winston Peters, because at least it's now out there. But get this. Those sanctimonious, useless Greens. Oh, God, they come out. The leadership come out. Oh, poor Benjamin. You don't understand the words because they use words. They're a special community. They use words and they define them in different ways. Yeah. And poor Benjamin, he's having to stay away from the media. Why? Mr. Peters saying nasty things about him. What? Mr. Peters just quoted from his Instagram account. With Mr. Peters highlighting what was in his Instagram account, disinformation. Poor Benjamin has been threatened and he's under attack. And Mr. Peters is fanning the flames of hatred to the wonderful rainbow community. Death threats. Classic. These victims are nothing but victims. Everything about the Greens. Oh, poor me. And you're attacking my community, the Maori community, the queer community. No, we're not. We're asking what the heck is going on with regards to children, little wee children. And someone bragging about it, apparently, in a sexual way. That's what this is. And we've had no explanation. Oh, just hiding the account and then deflection. And poor me. Well, I say poor kids. Yeah. Poor kids. I should note, the Benjamin Doyle is a Greens Party spokesperson on early childhood education. Don't let him near your preschool. Now, of course, there could be a perfectly reasonable explanation. We haven't had it. We've just had hiding and attack and the media running interference, running the Greens response, not explaining what's going on here. It's truly, truly remarkable. The media have ignored this story. Oh, there might have been a burnt toasted sandwiches in someone's lunch. That's what we've got to look after. Oh, an overripe banana. Front page news. We've got a scoop. Well, remember this. Andrew Bailey. Remember him? I doubt you do. He was a minister. And the media chased him and he had to go. Oh, what crime did he do? Did he threaten little kids? Oh, no. He touched the arm of a civil servant when they were having a robust debate. Gone. I want to tell you about Andrew Bailey. Listen to this. He was a merchant banker, very successful. He founded his own firm with his brother. I think they were twins from memory. So very successful, and he is an adventure racer, completing in coast to coast three times, marathons, Ironman events. He climbed Mount Cook's. He has climbed Mount Aspiring. He's climbed four mountains and Antarctica. He's dragged a sledge 112 kilometers to the South Pole. And he and one of his children drag sledges 120 kilometers to the North Pole. Can you believe that? That's the sort of politician I like. He's a can-do man. Better yet, he also served as a New Zealander in the British Parachute Regiment. And he is a fellow of the Royal Geographical Society. So this man is a top bloke. He's Benjamin. Most recently, they, because he can't be a him, it's all about him, right? His special identity. They worked, he's queer, you see. Most recently, they worked at the Pōro Whakahaere Māori at Burnet Foundation. Previously, the New Zealand AIDS Foundation. It might have had a good purpose one time. It doesn't now. It's a disgusting organisation producing disgusting material. I won't describe it to you. It's that bad. It'll turn your stomach. He was then studying his PhD in Maori education. PhD in Maori education. Their master's thesis is titled Mana Takata Pui, Self-Determination for Queer Rangatahi Maori, which seeks to generate understanding of the factors that enable LGBTQ I plus Maori youth to embody and enact Tina Rangatira Tangatai. So this is a guy who doesn't achieve things, doesn't employ people, doesn't produce things, doesn't drag a sledge to the North Pole and the South Pole. Now this is a guy that is a victim, a minority, wrapped up in his own narcissistic identity. It's all he lives for. You can see it. He shouldn't be in Parliament, but he is, because he's with the Greens. Oh my goodness, the Greens. Yes, he's with the Greens. And so he can survive this. Why? Because the media are biased and support the Greens. They're not just tilting the playing field, they've upended it and turned it upside down. And of course, they won't say anything against trans. So everything about this is soft soaped. This is needs a serious investigation. We can't have MPs promoting this sort of stuff. Like I said, he may have a very good explanation. He can be telling that to the police or to Parliament. He could walk into Parliament anytime he likes and make a personal explanation about what has gone on here. He can explain those pictures. He can explain the words that he used. And then we can judge. As it is now, it's all hide and I'm under death threats. I need security. Poor me. And the Greens are calling on Winston Peters to shut up when he's doing precisely what you'd expect MPs to be doing. Those Greens, eh? What do you make of it? Have they had a run or what? Have they? Can you remember all the problems that we've had with those Greens over the years? Well, let me run through for you some of the Green MPs that we've had. Small party, Dolraz Garaman. That's right, shoplifting. Darlene Tanner. That's right. She was they, them. Allegations of migrant exploitation. Elizabeth Kerikeri. Allegations of bullying. Gone. Julia Angenta. Gets in the minister's face in parliament. Looks violent. Nasty piece of work. Marama Davidson. All violence is caused by white cis, i.e. heterosexual males. Oh. Kahurangi Kata, the police, more scary than the gangs. And then we have Tamitha Paul. She's the one that said people were being locked up in New Zealand for shoplifting $12. She's anti-prisons, anti-police, and anti-police presence. And then we have Benjamin Doyle, sorry. Wants to have puberty blockers readily available for all our kids and puts up inappropriate Instagram posts. And he gets away with it because the media won't report it. And when they do report it, they cover for him. Text me 2057, email inbox at reallycheck.radio.